The supremely boring world of visual programming and diagramming tools. When you model a process and there is a step that needs human intervention, let's say appointment scheduling traditionally done by calling the person up, if all you have to do is drop a little icon on the canvas to make it work, then that is scary powerful. Because now you are not just programming software, but also programming with humans in the loop. The way this would work is via a kind of an inbox or a to-do app. The person that normally does all the phone stuff simply gets another to-do item. They don't care that it comes from an icon in your app. They just negotiate based on the instructions they received and mark the task as done or error. And then your program can take it from there, route the response to the next steps. To put it another way, the icon in your development environment is expressed by an inbox on the company side. You drag and drop a program together, hit start, and stuff simply gets done. Again, that is pretty scary. Outside of a company, this is known as the Mechanical Turk, a component that is pluggable, but on the inside uses an actual human mind. This used to be interesting, but not always great, and certainly expensive, until recently, when artificial intelligence became available. Some icons can now be downgraded to weak AI, as we have today. Programs may often still work, though perhaps produce higher error rates. A more recognizable example here is the self-checkout. An AI could try to problem solve on the checkout screen with the customer, but if a failure occurs, then the checkout manager will be called for help. This is undeniably powerful, and crazy things can happen here if you have the interface for it. For example, one of the people checking out could be offered a $5 discount for assisting the customer next to them. When, for example, the checkout manager is busy or the system is just overwhelmed. Such a quick change would be way too confusing to program without a visual programming language. With a visual programming language, switching the program to AI, or the checkout specialist only mode, or even getting the other customers to help, can be as simple as making a connection between two boxes, or as safe as setting up a new if condition that relies on some switch or some numeric value such as busyness level or wait times. For example, if a customer has waited 5 minutes, why not get another customer to help them? It's not such a crazy idea. Visual programming and diagramming tools don't just create programs, but also create a user interface for the business process. On a more down-to-earth scale, where a visual programming language simply manages some computer application, a new user interface or logic can be replaced or introduced with a simple drag and drop. Something that would be impossible and extremely buggy in conventional programming can be done in visual programming because visual programming separates concerns in a more logical way. so logical that even the program operator could successfully make changes to adapt to some new condition. In the age of capable AI assistants, these system changes can be suggested and somewhat smartly reasoned about by machines. The example of that would be creating a parking lot-based queue system during a pandemic, on the very morning when all the trouble starts. Moving the checkout user interface to the customer smartphones, adapting who puts items in the cart, and how the cart contents make their way into the car's trunk. Again, a visual programming language is both the system design interface and system management interface. Often, all that changes between different business types is a small set of custom components. The same is true for software applications. The difference between video editing and graphic design, or even web page design, is not that great in such an application. Perhaps as little as 10 or 20 components, such as canvas, toolbox, workspace, and project management. Especially at a time where AI is available on the user's computer, visual programming becomes a new and revolutionary way to create new software applications.